Diz Life Podcast is brought to you by Pinch of Pixie Dust Travel. People who love Disney understand that life isn't about the breaths you take, it's about the moments that take your breath away. That's why we help coordinate the most magical adventures for you and your family. Disney, Universal, Sandals, Norwegian, Carnival, and more, we are a full-service concierge travel agency that will help with every aspect of your journey. Let us take care of the details while you enjoy your family. Get a quote today by calling us at 570-832-7798 or fill out a trip request form at pinchofpixiedusttravel.com. Just follow the second star to the right straight on to your adventure. That's pinchofpixiedusttravel.com, where you're making memories one trip at a time.
Stop walking while I'm squawking. Caramba, we have something really big for you today.
And now, the show that has the whole town cooking.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Diz Life Podcast. My name is Mark Valentine, and I am the host of Diz Life Podcast. I want to say, as always, thank you so much for making our show and this network a part of your Disney life. Don't forget, all of our episodes are at DizLifePodcast.com. Make sure you're smashing that subscribe button. We are on Apple Podcast, and you can leave us a rating and a review there, or on Podchaser, or even Spotify. And connect with us over on our socials at Diz Life Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok at Diz Life Mark, and join our Facebook group, Living My Best Disney Life. And if you're a fan of the show and want to support us in all that we do, consider becoming one of our amazing Patreon members. You can support the show by visiting patreon.com/DizLifePodcast. Patrons have access to bonus content, special VIP live streams, and then much, much more. Patrons, I have so much stuff that I have to give you. I apologize. I am like backlogged, Greg, on all of that stuff. But speaking of which, welcome him back to the show with the biggest of ahoy hoys, the man, the myth, the legend, my bunkmate, my brother in arms for the Food and Wine Festival, the one and only Disney fanatic, Greg Gately. Greg, what's going on, dude?
Hoy hoy, Mark Valentine. Thank you so much for having me here. It was a pleasure having you down here to stay for a few days. We hit Epcot International Food and Wine Festival presented by Quirksicle Hardcore.
Did we hit the festival or did the festival hit us?
It was a pleasant and amazingly fun over the top time. We guardianced. Did we or did we not guardians?
We did Cosmic Rewind 5 times over the course of the trip. So we are definitely tired. We're thoroughly exhausted, man. I slept in today and I passed out yesterday at like 6. So I was shot, man. I was so tired from the weekend, but that was the mark of a good Disney trip.
I do want to say also, Mark, I apologize to Eeyore because last week I said to spay and neuter your Eeyores, and Eeyore didn't deserve that.
He's really
one of a kind. So I just wanted to apologize to Eeyore. Yeah. We will move along and not mention these things again.
He really did not, man. I mean, the Hundred Acre Woods has come under assault from you, and I feel like they're owed better. I'm just going to be honest. I feel like.
So listen, we had, seriously. Quite an amazing time. We'll go over the whole trip at some point because there is a lot to talk about. But this is all about Epcot's International Food and Wine presented by I just like saying the whole thing because once I type that,
It's just so formal.
Food and Wine Festival, man. We got our food on. We got our wine on. We had a little bit of fun while we were there. We got to see a lot of merchandise. We got to see a lot of friends, and we got to hang.
Yeah, man. So hang with us today, because on today's show, We are talking about the highlights and the lowlights of the Food and Wine Festival 2022 at Disney's Epcot Park. Hang out with us as we talk about the festival booths, exclusive festival merchandise, E to the Beats concert series, and of course, we're going to be discussing our personal must-do food items from this year and the ones that we feel that you can skip or avoid if you're on a budget or just don't have a lot of time. We're going to try to offer you our festival guide, if you will. But don't rush, folks. Here's the first thing I would say to you. There's no reason to rush to Epcot because, Craig, when is this festival open till?
It does not end. It is running unconditionally until the rest of time is over.
It actually doesn't end.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
Some people started cooking stuff.
See, that's where we differ. It goes, obviously, November 18th, which will be the last day. That gives them 1 week's time to turn Epcot over into Festival of the Holidays. So Food and Wine is running now until November 18th. That is a lot of time to get there and to enjoy all the food and all the booths that they offer.
No rush, ladies and gentlemen.
Unlike us, who had to rush there on day one when we rope dropped.
We did.
We rope drop Epcot.
We did. And it was fun. Listen, it's fun. It's a rush. It's always fun to be there on the first day of a festival. Like, there's an energy. There's an excitement. So it was cool. No regrets, Greg.
No regrets. You know what it is? And I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but there's a lot of vloggers and influencers and media personality that we're all trying to get the same thing. Yeah. And once in a while, you can run into issues of people being in the background or, you know, some giant blog taking up too much space with all seven of the people they had there taking the picture of the same thing. We won't mention any names, but, you know.
Can't we all just get along?
If they were part of bloggers who did say anything about food, we certainly wouldn't say anything about them.
Can't we all just get along?
We can. And honestly, they ended up being very pleasant people once we talked to them.
Absolutely. All right. So, Greg, let's talk about our trip. Before we get into anything, time out and pause. I have to say thank you to you. Thank you to your amazing wife. And just a special thank you to Holly, to your family for putting up with both mine and ultimately your shenanigans, because there was many shenanigans this week. But seriously, on a very serious and heartfelt note, thank you, Holly. Thank you, Greg. Thank you to your family for opening up your house. If you didn't know, I didn't stay on property. I stayed with the Disney Fanatics. It was so fun just being together, hanging out with the dogs. Dude, I'm in love with the dogs. Are they okay? Do they miss me?
Yes, the little one is actually down the hallway sobbing still because you are not there. She would spoon you. Let's bring that up. She would spoon you at like 2 a.m. and be like, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?"
She
I want to show some love.
I'm sleeping on the couch, and then all of a sudden at 2 a.m., there was a dog like canoodling me in my neck. Like, are you awake, Mark?
And I was On a wonderful note, though, it was great having you here. Holly was very worried that my house, it can be very chaotic once in a while. As you notice, I am very chaotic, so I lead the craziness, and you fit right in.
I did.
Everything went well. My daughter kept on saying she was here for the entertainment. She would just watch us interact, and she was all about that. That made her weekend. That made her day. You turned into her favorite person.
Well, listen, I've told you a million times. You kept saying it's going to be chaos. It's going to be crazy, and I was like, dude, in the eye of the hurricane, there is quiet for a moment.
A moment.
I was good, man. I was Alexander Hamilton in that moment. There was nothing but quiet and peace in the eye of the hurricane because I live there. I live in the eye of the hurricane, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, I am the hurricane, so I'm good to go also. No, it was seriously, my wife, Holly, and I really did enjoy having you here. You were very gracious enough to guide us dinner on the last night over in Epcot, and you did not have to. Next time, it is never expect, always thanked. Never expected. You don't ever have to do that. My home is open to you and yours for the rest
of
your life.
You're welcome. And it was just a nice way to say I had such a good time. I enjoyed myself. It was just a way for me to show my gratitude
And that
my
was
a- stomach hurt from laughing so hard. Like I literally had back pain after laughing so hard. Once or twice I had to stop and check my bladder.
You know, speaking of your daughter, I think your daughter took solace in the fact that her dad had like a yin to his proverbial crazy yang. She looked at the two of us and was like, normally she gets to see your chaos. And it's like, my dad's a little crazy. But then she looked at me and was like, this man is also very crazy. And the two of them together, they work.
It just worked. You literally picked up my favorite merch item, which we're about to talk about in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there was a bit that started and progressed the whole time you were here. And it was brilliant. And it worked. If I picked up that, it would have turned into a vulgar display of grossness, because that I do that in my humor, but you kept it together and made it so it was palatable.
Well, I'm
using big word pain just came out.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for producing those segments. Like, thank you for being the producer of those various segments, because they were really good. And that's an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen. The reason he's laughing is because that's it's a really good inside joke. We'll tell the joke later when we get into what the item specifically is.
Patreon special.
Patreon special. But when we were there, just to let people know, so we rope dropped. We were there when it opened. So, Greg, let's get into what everyone makes the mad dash for at opening. Because if you ever rope drop a festival, any festival, the food booths do not open until 11. So for the first several hours, let's get into what everyone makes a mad dash for, and that's the merch. What are the four lines? Because this festival has four different lines of merchandise for people to buy, and there's a lot of merch.
There's a lot of merch. We, of course, being that it's at Epcot, you have the Figment line, very purple, very Figment-y. Look, it's a wonderful line. They have the Mickey and Minnie I guess Mickey Minnie Eats. I don't know exactly what you want to call that, which is another nice line. They do have a Remy annual pass holder line of merchandise, along with just the regular festival merchandise that you can get. But what I thought was special this year and is special was they came out with a Princess Tiana line of cooking stuff and t-shirts and a few other things.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've seen Princess Tiana highlighted as merchandise. And to be quite honest, this would be the perfect festival for her to have a line like this.
Yeah, it was really cool to see how diverse the merch was. Ultimately, though, I'm just going to give you here's my two cents. You ready? A lot of generic stuff. Nothing that really jumped out at me and you and I photographed and videoed extensively all of the merch. We got like really up close and personal. Almost every single blogger, vlogger, live streamer, everyone was hanging out and kind of rubbing elbows in the port of entry and over in the creation shop. So we had a chance to like really take a look at this. In my opinion, there wasn't much that stood out to me that I said, man, I really have to get this, save for one thing, which I obviously got. But
Did you have a favorite line of merch?
I like the Figment stuff. To me, the Figment stuff is distinctively food and wine. I always love the Figment stuff and Festival of the Arts too. The generic stuff was to me just that. It was just generic. I didn't think the ears were bad. But I mean, would I buy those ears? No. As a rule, it has to be pretty spectacular festival merchandise for me to want to buy it.
The color palette threw me off on that. I love the colors of Food and Wine that they're using. That
it's like a navy blue,
like a faded blue, and then the light purple and that maroon red. I really enjoy the colors, but on merchandise, I did not think it looked spectacular in any way. Good. Covering these festivals for a few years now, the first thing you look for is what was not announced. Normally they'll put out something that has not been announced by anybody, has not been put up on any blog, and that's going to be the big seller. There was nothing spectacular out this year. They did put out Dooney and Burke stuff, that wasn't announced prior, and that had Mickey and Minnie on there, along with the icons from around World Showcase and Epcot. The Figment stuff, though, I love that purple. I love that color. Yeah. Again, I like the Tiana stuff. I thought that was good. The Remy annual pass holder stuff, you know, it's all mix and match. Like, there's nothing I saw that I would go, I need that, except for what you got.
Yeah.
Oh, and let me, I'm going to say this real quick.
Okay, so Mark, let's talk. All right, go ahead.
Let me just get this one out. Flower and Garden ended 2 weeks ago. Why was the Mickey Shrubbery potted plant Mickey put out on day one of Food and Wine and not for international, the Flower and Garden?
Did you say, like, shrubbery?
Shrubbery. I now own a Mickey Mouse shrubbery plant. Plush is sitting on top of my fridge. And that should have come out, I don't know, 4 months ago.
Well, on the plus side, when the Knights of Knee demand the shrubbery, you'll be prepared.
Bring me a shrubbery. Yes, I have that. Mark, we're going to discuss our favorite merchandise.
There is one item.
I need you to describe this. I will not do this justice, even though I saw it. And the original thing I did was, like, I did the same thing you did, but you got it and I just rolled with it.
Okay. My favorite item, to me, there is but one must procure item at the festival.
One.
Save but one. And I walked up to the festival merchandise and I saw the Figment line. Lo and behold, amidst all of the generic merchandise, I look up and see, what is an oven mitt? However,
yes, distinctly an oven mitt.
Distinctly an oven mitt. But to me, it was so much more than an oven mitt, because I didn't see oven mitt. I saw a puppet. And it is a Figment oven mitt with a mouth, horns. Mm-hmm. It's a Figment hand puppet that doubles as a potholder oven mitt.
It will never be a potholder oven mitt. It was a puppet from the minute I saw that. It was a puppet.
And
it's because where the thumb is opens up perfectly, and it is his mouth.
Yes.
And then above where your knuckles are his eyes. It's like if you, as a child, put a sock on your hand and I'm talking to a sock.
It's a sock puppet.
I am mm-hmm. talking to Figment.
It is a Figment sock puppet in the shape of an oven mitt. And it was glorious. And it was $14.99. It was $15.
Would you say you got your money's worth out of that?
Listen, I not only got my money's worth, like, I think I made out like a bandit on this thing, because first of all, it's so much fun. The entire festival, you should know that in between us shooting merchandise and shooting content for TikToks and Chipping Company and this and that, we have 60 videos,
maybe between 50 and 60. I don't want to exaggerate, because I want to be on the right number on that, because it's a lot.
It's a lot. We have a lot of Figment puppet mini vlogs and mini episodes of this oven mitt pretending to be Figment and walking around Epcot and trying food and riding rides. I cried. So you took Greg took a lot of ride videos, right? But there's this one ride video that we're on Guardians of the Galaxy, and it starts, it's like, it's you so excitedly screaming, "We're doing it, Figment! We're doing it!" And then all you see is a cacophony of, like, flashes, and like, there's lights and sound. And then all of a sudden, amidst all of that, you see the silhouette of Figment and the moon behind him and the mouth of the puppet shaking and is wide open, like screaming at the top of his lungs. And it was everything to me. I cried laughing. I had to rewind it. For you to have, like, you had the camera trained on it the whole time to capture that, it was so good.
I am an amazing producer. First off, that whole thing turned into a bit, and it was for 3 more days of doing the Figment bit.
Yes.
And it was everywhere. And then it would be like, okay, Figment needs to go away for a few minutes. And then, oh, we're about to do something. Figment would come out.
Yep.
That bit would not have worked had I not thought I was really talking to a puppet.
We had a good time.
I was able to suspend belief and talk to an oven man. I sent you a message yesterday. I was like, I can't believe I literally just was in a place where a human put a geodesic sphere and built that up. And I literally bought an oven mitt and was talking to an oven mitt. Like, sometimes my life is very surreal. I literally had a conversation with Mark's hand.
I love the evolution too of the voice. So like the first video we did, it was just like, hey everybody, welcome to the Food and Wine Festival. My name is Figment and we're here. And then the second one got a little different. It was like, hey Chip, we miss you. We wish you were here at the Food and Wine Festival. Like
a little Kermity. It got a little Kermity.
And then by the third or fourth, it was like, hello everybody, this is me, Figment. We're here at the Food and Wine Festival.
Hey, Figment, how are you doing today?
With a little imagination, Greg.
Where are we going next, Figment?
And so, like, by the end
one
of it...
One little spark, Figment.
One little spark, buddy. By the end of it, we were just, like, full-on cast members looking at us, loving the internet. There were some that were trying their hardest to not just break out and completely lose it as we're getting on the rides, and it's Figment that's talking to them as we're getting on the rides.
How does anybody look at that and go, I need to buy an oven mitt? I need a Figment oven mitt.
Yeah.
I did not see an oven mitt once. I literally saw a puppet and I talked to that puppet and became the straight man for the setups for the puppet jokes.
Well, everybody that saw us was like, is that a oven mitt? They didn't see oven mitt first. They saw a puppet. They saw a puppet.
I'm like, you can go buy it now. $14.99.
Trust me, get there. I would guess if there's going to be an item that's going to sell out and isn't going to be available, it's going to be that oven mitt.
And well deserved that. And you know what else was really nice? Like the magic band was nice. The smock. What do you call that? The cooking
the apron.
It looked really nice. Also, the t-shirt looked great with Figment on there. Just the whole line of Figment stuff looked good. The glasses, the tumbler. I was really impressed with it.
Get yourself an oven mitt.
Yeah. Yep. Get yourself a Figment puppet. You will sit there with your kids while cooking dinner, talking to your kids like Figment.
I know I did.
Have you talked to Bella with it yet?
We did it today, and she loved it. She absolutely loved it.
How was it? So I'm going to interrupt here. How is Linda with the puppet?
She thought it was hysterical, so she didn't know that that was a thing until we posted the one picture, the ride photo. She was like, is that a Figment puppet? I was like, she saw the Guardians of the Galaxy photo. The ride photos were tremendous.
The ride photos were amazing.
Tremendous. Especially because the one Guardians, I'm like looking at him in the ride photo and smiling and holding it up. That was the best ride photo I think I've ever taken. It was so good.
The test track one was good because the other gentleman in the vehicle with us looked like he was scared to death. And on the other side was Figment and was like this dichotomy of
the
world collide.
Yeah, he was losing his soul on test track and Figment was gaining life. So it was good. All right, man. So it is the Food and Wine Festival. So ultimately, we should spend most of our time today talking about that.
Not a Figment puppet.
Yeah. And since this festival is months long, there's a few things that eluded us because we just did not have time, nor did we care to, knowing that we have literally until 2023 to get all of the food in. But what I'm talking about specifically, like we didn't do Emile's fromage montage. Because
Emile's fromage the montage.
So what that is, and we didn't have a chance to do it, I will be excited to do that over the summer. You get to purchase 5 delicious festival menu items from select locations, and then you get a frozen dessert at the end of the journey.
You know, thinking back, I don't mean to interrupt. I think we actually did buy one or two of these items.
Yeah, I got the paneer.
We did not get our book stamped.
No, there were a few times that we did get stuff and they would ask, do you want your book stamped? And I said, no, I'm good. We had a few.
Yeah, there's three things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we could have almost finished our Emile's fromage montage accidentally.
Well, we didn't get the 3 cheese beignet.
No.
And I'm trying to think of what else we missed.
The griddled cheese from Greece.
That was it. We did
the chicken noodle from Germany. Did not get that.
It's a great pronunciation, man.
Thank you. Thank you. My German is really well done.
I can tell.
Oh, we did not get the mac and cheese from the mac and eats.
No.
Well, oh, that was closed.
It's closed, and that's not open. So this year there is a new booth. There is but one new booth, and that is the Fry Basket. We delighted in the food items that were there. It is the one brand new booth, and you can tell because everyone was bum rushing, and especially on the first day.
We tore that up.
We tore it up. They have a French fry flight. You heard that correctly. A flight of French fries. And then they have an adobo yuca fry with garlic cilantro aioli. We didn't do that. I asked you if you wanted to get that, and you were like, no, I'm here for the yucca. Flight. Yeah, I'm here for the flight.
I'm here for that flight. Let me tell you, that's what every media outlet had to get to that flight and had to try it. And I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, man. I flied like an eagle twice.
Yes, you did.
I loved it. Yeah. If you want, listen, here's the thing. Ultimately, in an hour-long podcast, there's no way that we're going to get to every single booth. No one will sit here to listen to every single booth and every single food item. What I will say is head over to our good friends over at Shipping Company for a comprehensive list of the returning booths. They have two very comprehensive articles that you can click on. You can see each of these items with a description that if you don't take our word or if you don't follow our plan, we're going to give you our course of attack. You're more than welcome to head over to Chip & Co., look at all the booths, create your own comprehensive list from that and create your own plan of attack. But all of the booths are returning save for the Fry Basket. And that really needs to be on your list. One, not just because it's new, but two, because the food items that are there are absolutely incredible, man. Greg?
I mean, we could read out the whole menu to everybody starting with the letter A and be like, the Alps. Warm bracelet Swiss
Voodoo
cheese
economics.
With alpine ham.
Why are Mueller, you're doing Mueller. Like yeah you're there doing you like the Ben Stein.
I was doing a bit. It was a bit.
It's a good bit. No, I got
it. Yeah, it wasn't a good bit. It was a bit. You don't have to be smarmy.
Well, listen, Ben Stein doesn't get a lot of shout outs, just like Dana and Zool don't get a lot of shout outs. But
oh man, can I just tell you that shout out? Like Holly for the last 3 days has talked about that one liner that you did, and she's like, that was the greatest one liner of the weekend. There is no Dana.
If you hang out with me, here's what you get: a lot of 80s pop culture references from film and television.
Australia.
Inevitably.
Grilled sweet and spicy bush berries, shrimp with pineapple, pepper, onion, and snap peas.
Thank you, Ben Stein.
Roasted lamb chop with mint pesto. We could be here for a while. It'd be the longest episode of.
All right. So, Greg,
I just wonder if I could actually keep that bit going past like the letter R.
If you want to do them in Ben Stein fashion, you're more than welcome to. I have to ask you, so what are your five favorite booths from the festival? Booths. Booths. John Wilkes booths.
John Wilkes booths. Yeah. Let me get a shot at that one. Oh, see? Get a little shot. Oh, that was a bad joke. But I'm
it's so, okay. It's been since 1865. You're fine.
Too soon? Not too soon. Yeah. Okay. Let me go booths. It differs a little bit from my top food, even though I really enjoyed the booths. Okay. The Apple Sweet Orchard booth. I love the going into where Canada Far and Wide is played and seeing the scenery that they have in there and seeing the whole setup. So as a booth, I think that is one of the better booths out there. Really enjoyed that. The other ones for food-wise really are Brew Wing, I was really impressed with. Ireland, even though that is nothing really new about that. Brazil. And then I'm kind of caught between either Kenya or the refreshment port. But I think I'm going to go Kenya because I really enjoyed when we were walking around seeing that booth.
I forgot about Kenya.
Yeah.
I forgot about the coffee braised beef.
Yeah. But with the mashed potatoes and everything, it was just good. No, I like, how do you judge your booths? Do you judge it by how great the food is, or do you judge it by the looks and the food? I kind of tried to take everything about it. Like the Kenya booth is really quaint and cool and looks like a hut and fits into the motif of that subcontinental Africa look that they have in that section of the park. Appleseed Orchard, though, if you're going by just looks alone, the best booth they have.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the old Circle Vision Theater, and they have like the orchard projected around the side, all of the, what would you call that, stables where people used to stand?
Yeah.
They turn them into like miniature tables that you can stand and put your food on them. It was cool. Like, it was really cool. You and I have a lot in common, believe it or not. Like, Brazil to me is, I think if I had to pick the top two all round, like top to bottom food items, Brazil and Ireland, I think are one and two for me.
Yeah, we spent a good amount of time at both of those enjoying everything that they had to offer.
So Brazil's there for me definitively. Ireland are like my one and two. The fry basket is really good. That fry flight, I like French fries. And people know this about me. I've been on a health journey, and so I haven't had a lot of fries in the last few months. So that was like opening up the floodgates for me. And they were hot, fresh French fries. They had the really, really great fry flight that was there. But dude, I share the Appleseed Orchard, and I'm going to throw India on there. I know that you didn't have a chance to eat over at India, but they had like the crispy paneer, which I thought was really good. And I was talking about that with somebody today. When you put the mango curry ketchup on it, it really made it good. Without the mango curry ketchup, I bit into the paneer. Paneer is it's Indian cheese. Think of it as a mozzarella stick, Indian style. Unlike mozzarella, it's not stretchy though. It had a really great crunch to it. But then they have the samosa, the potato and pea samosa that's there, and then chicken tikka marsala is masala.
I got to tell
masala,
you,
not
we,
marsala,
when we
masala.
Were. Over there one night talking to a few friends that was their favorite booth. They were like, we recommend going to India. So yeah. I'm not surprised to hear you say that. I just have not had a chance to get over to that booth.
Yeah. That was one of the days that you had some obligations. You went and took care of some stuff. And then I continued to sojourn around the world.
And knowing.
Yeah. So India, Brazil, Ireland, Appleseed Orchard, fry basket.
Yeah.
Fry basket.
You're all about that fry basket.
I am. I really am.
A lot of other people are about that fry basket. I was not about those fries.
Yeah, but you also don't like sweet potato fries. So it kind of took you a third out of it. And then you weren't as great of a fan as the sea salt and vinegar.
That was I think they just were like, you know what? This man looks like he needs salt. It's a sweaty day.
Okay. It was not fair too, because the amount of salt they put on your portion was...
I had like the bottom of the basket where all the salt collected.
Yeah.
And they just poured it on top. No, I think I'm going to give that booth a second chance. But to me, I was not a fry basket friend. And I had too high of hopes because of how much everybody else was talking up that booth. And I was like, this is going to be the greatest thing of all time. And then you had it and was like,
yeah, that's the movie that everyone says is so amazing, and then you go to see it, and the expectations
are
a little
about Thor again?
Too high. Listen, I'm not Thor-y. I'm not Thor-y that I liked it. So
one day I will own those goats, Mark. I will.
You will.
Now I'm going to tell a small story about Thor real quick.
Okay, this is a good trip. This is a good trip report story.
It's a very good trip.
We're in the world of Disney. Continue.
Yes. And they had just released Thunder Gnasher and the other goat as dual plush. So the plush you could buy together as one giant plush, but there was two of the goats from Thor, Love and Thunder. And I saw them and went, oh, I must have this. This is my be all end all. The only thing I liked from Thor, Love and Thunder were these two nuts. The screaming goats. I love goats anyway. They're just there, you know, something about them. And I turn to Holly and I go, I need to buy these. And she goes, no.
Nope.
She was so
denied. Nope. Access denied.
I was like, yeah, but, and then she was like, well, what are you going to do with them? I was like, play with them. I don't know. They're going to live in my house. I'm going to walk
around.
Them.
Yeah. What else would you do, Holly, except walk around the house with them and scream like a goat?
And she was very adamantly against me buying these. And I was like, fine. All right. If you're that adamant, I will bide my time and hopefully eventually in the future, break her down to the point where she's just like, fine, just buy them. And I will.
But then
Disney Park, 3 hours later, after we've left and gone back to the park, Disney Parks blog drops, you can now buy these two goats as a set. Run, don't walk, get the screaming goats from Thor Love and Thunder. And guess what everybody did?
Runs.
They ran and did not walk.
Yeah.
And they bought them all up.
And then
at what point we're walking out of Epcot and I turn to my wife and I go, should have bought them. And she goes,
yeah.
Yeah, you should have bought them. So at that point, I had to whip out my cell phone and go, what did you just say? So I had to get this on video. And she was like, you were right. You should have bought them. And then she still was like, but what would you do with the goats? I was like, they would just be my friends. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
I still do not own any goats, Mark. Well, but listen, I love you, Holly. Yeah. I understand why you said no. I do have a plethora of, look, I'm playing with my hey right now. Why do I own? Oh, nope. I'm dropping stuff. Look, there you go, Mark. You can see I'm playing with my hey. Why do I have a hey? Who knows? It's just a hey. So
we will add,
Mark, I'm sad face.
Yeah. I'm going to add the screaming goats to the list of things to avoid so that we don't have sad Greg. So that can go and join, the kite.
Don't do it.
It can join Kite Tails over in Balloon Jail and we'll just leave it over there so that you don't get sad. We will never mention Thunder
Trip
and
Report.
Thunder
we
Nash.
Did not get over to Animal Kingdom because of my anger towards what they have done to Kite Tails. Disney, if you're listening,
Greg,
I refuse.
I'm
sorry. Were we talking about Epcot?
Yeah,
food and wine.
Greg, you want to go to Animal Kingdom? No.
Nope. Good. Why not? We can go ride Everest. Yeah, that's nice. But
all right.
Then I have to see Kite Tails.
Back to the festival. So, okay, ready? Finish the statement. Greg, you can only eat five things at the festival, and they will be what?
They are. Oh, I'm going to go backwards here.
Okay.
So the poutine.
Ooh.
From Refreshment Outpost.
Yeah, the braised beef poutine. Good call.
Kenya steak.
Yep. No surprise there. I knew how much you liked that. Yeah.
I'm caught in the middle on either the fishwada or the Australian lamb. I think I want to go fishwada.
Wow. Okay.
Really, really delightful. That pork belly with a little bit of fat on there,
man.
And then the cilantro lime rice under it. It's delectable. Honestly, that chocolate pudding cake from Ireland.
Yes.
It reminds me of a crinkle cut cookie, which Rory and I make every Christmas. It tastes like the batter that has not been completely set. My number one, so I'm going to surprise everybody. I am not a vegetarian in any way, shape, or form.
Wow.
I do eat a lot of meat.
This is crazy right now.
I love steak. I love everything about that. The Brussels sprouts from Brew Wing were my absolute favorite. That hint of buffalo sauce that was on there, the crema that was on top, it was the char. I think it was that little bit of char on each Brussels sprout that made it. It just made it everything about that dish. It hit your palate right. It hit the back of your tongue right. It hit your throat. It was such a delectable, wonderful, well put together dish that I'm really happy that we had that. Do you have a top five?
Dude, that's a hot take. That's a real hot take. Again, so recap yours again because recap all five.
So I'm going poutine.
Okay.
The steak from Kenya.
Okay.
Because the potatoes under there were
excellent. The Kenyan coffee barbecued beef tenderloin.
I didn't know if I was going to go Australia lamb or fishwada, so I kind of threw in a second one on that one.
Okay.
Because they were both up there. The chocolate pudding cake.
Got it.
And then the Brussels sprouts were the number one.
That's a big surprise to have that vegetarian option, the Brussels sprouts, there at number one. That's your number one.
Number one.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm literally just writing an article about it now, just raving about it.
All right. So my number five, I know that you don't agree, and I know that Holly definitely didn't agree with this. And this is, so here's what I also like about this festival is it is tailored for different tastes and for different taste buds. So some people will inherently enjoy specific items and other people will say, no, I don't like that. The frozen apple pie over at the Appleseed Orchard is my number five. It's a dessert. It's apple slushy topped with a crumble on top of it, like a crumb cake. And then at the bottom are little diced bits of apple pie.
Excuse me, sir. What is the flavor of the apple drink?
Okay, but in my defense, why did I ask that? And after you tasted it, you said to me, now I understand why you asked what the flavor of the slushy was.
It's neutral.
It doesn't taste overly apple-y, right? You would expect it to be apple, and it's apple. But the slush itself, it gets lost. It's not... Here's the cool thing about the slushy. It doesn't overpower in a sugary way the other elements of the frozen apple pie.
I agree with you on that. Like, it's not this red, delicious, overly sugary apple.
It's not.
It's like a Gala apple or something like that.
It's a subtle note. It's a very subtle note to it that you have to take all three. You need the crumble, the slush, and the apple. And it is like one singular taste. It's not.
But on a side note, that cast member looked at you like you were crazy.
He really did. He looked at me like, is this guy drunk already? And I'm like, no. Like, I ask because if you just eat the slush alone, it doesn't stand out. You would like slushy is like blue. Perfect example. You talked about this last week. I got the alien slushy and it tastes like blue. You expect the slushy to punch you in the face with a flavor and something artificial, and it doesn't.
Right.
So for that reason, I was like, sir, like, what is this? He said, apple. Like, just like that, too. Like, are you drunk?
I'm not having any of your shenanigans, sir.
Please, I'm not having it, sir. So, okay. So number five is the frozen apple pie. Number four is your number one. Listen, these things are so good. It's on his list. It's on mine. That should be an indication. Go to the brewing. Trust us. Get the buffalo Brussels sprouts, the crispy Brussels sprouts. They are amazing. There's the char on them. There's the crisp. The only Brussels sprouts that can hold a candle to these are the Polite Pigs. They are also very good. But those buffalo Brussels sprouts are so dang good, and they are worth getting. I wish I had them now. I'm jealous that you can go get them tonight if you wanted to. My number three.
That's a good idea, too.
Okay, so my number three, I'm going to give with an asterisk. You have to enjoy seafood in order to enjoy number three, because my number three is like super seafoody, and it's the Fisherman's Seafood Pie. Scallops and shrimp with, think of like a shepherd's pie with the potato topping that the potato is then crisped over. It is essentially a shepherd's pie, but it is a seafood pie. A fisherman's seafood pie. And this thing is bonkers good. I really enjoyed the flavors of it. It's really good. It has like a little cream sauce in the bottom of it. You tried it too. It's amazing, right?
Had I had the whole thing, I think it would have made my list.
Yep.
Because it was,
I didn't share
good.
It. Yeah. Because I didn't share it.
No, you had down that really quick. Seafood pie. Like it, that just does not sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
But I read that as soup originally. I was like, what? Why would it be soup? But it really had, like, and it had real pieces of seafood in there. It wasn't like artificial seafood.
And filled with it, too. So that, so that it's the size of a really big cookie. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's really good and a really good price point, too. And it fills you up. Number two, look, guys, we've now talked about it two or three times already. It's no surprise. My number two is the Fry Flight. There's three different fries. There is the sea salt vinegar. They taste like salt and vinegar chips, but they're hot. They're fresh. They're so crunchy. They're so good. Greg had a bad taste in his mouth because they dumped way too much sea salt on his batch of them. So I understand why he was like, I don't know about this.
Then yeah, but let's go to the second flavor there, the bacon barbecue flavored one.
Which is my favorite. They have a bacon barbecue with a garlic aioli sauce. And
not many people are going to know this, and I'm going to bring this one up. In New York, Wise potato chips are a New York thing. They made their way down to Pennsylvania, so you can buy Wise barbecue chips.
Yep.
I think you can buy them at Publix in Florida right now, and they're slowly moving south and expanding. That tasted exactly like a Wise barbecue chip to me. And I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not saying it was good. But if I want that flavor, I'll just go get a bag of chips.
So delicious. I like the third flavor, but this was like a, this was straight away. You were like, no, you don't like sweet potato fries. You were like, I'm out on them. The thing about the sweet potato fries with the, like, it was like a whipped cream topping. It turned the French fries into a dessert fry. They had some cinnamon on them. This, they tasted and presented to me, and Holly hit the nail right on the head. Your wife said they taste like French toast, and they did. It was like French toast fries. Think of like the French toast sticks that you get for breakfast, and that's what they tasted like. With without having any syrup on it, they were super sweet, really good, really delectable. So as you worked your way through, you had the salt, then in the middle you had like the savory, and then you had the sweet at the end. This thing was bonkers, man. I cannot say enough good stuff about it. And if you are a French fry fan, you got to get the flight over at the Fry Basket.
The greatest was you guys trying to sell me on eating that. They're like, no, it's just like French toast. Yep. You can't even tell it tastes the sweet potato. And I was like, chong chong. Oh, that's sweet potato.
It's sweet potato.
But again, I have a thing against sweet potatoes. I don't have anything against the flavor. Yeah, that flavor was so good.
Listen, I know that you've picketed sweet potatoes and like you've taken a real stand. You've taken to the streets to take them down.
You don't even want to hear my stance on yams.
Yeah. I know. So we're not going to go there. We're just not going to go there. I know that. Listen, I know where you are politically with potatoes and I get it. I get it. So I'm sorry to open that Pandora's box with you, man. I'm really sorry, but the fry flight, really good. My number one, your wife agrees. And when she's listening to this, Holly, I know that you're nodding at this number one because it changed my life. It changed your life. And your daughter, Greg, is in love with the feijoada over at Brazil.
Feijoada.
Feijoada.
Coming in at the top, it seems.
Pork belly over rice with black beans, lime, and cilantro, and a cream. This stuff is amazing. It's very filling. You get your money's worth with this, that the portion of feijoada that they give you leaves you satisfied. What I would recommend is, it's a secondary item, and it's on my honorable mentions. Get the feijoada with the Brazilian cheese bread. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed.
That cheese bread was so good too. With them together, man, you got that one. You're so right.
And it's why Brazil, I think Brazil, if I had to say what is the best in festival, Brazil is probably the number one booth for me.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. I think you're right on. It was amazing.
It was the sleeper, and it was in the old Encanto booth. That booth has been rocking, man, the last few festivals.
And what's great is while you're traveling around the world, Belgium and Brazil apparently share state lines.
And that is about all. All right. So you got it for me. Frozen apple pie, buffalo Brussels sprouts, fisherman seafood pie in Ireland, fry flight at the Fry Basket, and the feijoada at Brazil. Any really quick, in no particular order, Greg, honorable mentions that you just couldn't fit into your top five, but people need to do?
The sriracha wings. I thought the wings over at Brew Wing were top notch.
Ew. It's gross.
So gross.
It's so gross.
It's so gross.
Greg is filming a vlog and I'm off.
Okay. Wait, Greg is working. let's put it that way. Not Greg is filming a vlog. Greg is at work.
Holly and I are 10.
This is how I make my money, Mark.
Holly and I are 10 feet away. And we're
10
looking,
feet away, having the loudest conversation in the world.
We're looking into the water, and there is a ton of, what is it, algae? It has to be
yes,
algae.
Yes, Mark, it's algae.
Okay. So I'm looking in the water, and I'm going, ew, what is that? That's so gross. Why don't they clean that? And so it's on the video.
And it's so loud too. Like my microphone was zoomed in on you for some odd reason. And it was just like, you hear in the back, like you see this beautiful picture. Imagine this. You're at Epcot. You're staring over the water. The monorail is going over the top. The reflection of the monorail is beautifully on the monorail, like on the water. You can see the flowers in the distance. It's so beautiful and wonderful. The Brussels sprouts are popping in your hand and you hear in the background.
Al. That's so gross, Greg.
And I posted it. I was like, you know what? It's going up.
Dude, in the future.
And even Chip called you out on it too. He was like, make Mark shut up next time.
Dude, in the future, do me a favor. Just watch it, preview it back, and be like, Mark, what are you saying? And then add some music on Facebook or Instagram. Be like, dude, you killed the audio on this. I can't have ambient park noise because you're in the background going, ow, ow.
Oh, gross. What is that?
Apologies. Is that? Apologies, man.
So gross.
Ow, what is that? It's so gross.
So the sriracha wings, I think, was really good. Fish water, or I went Australia lamb, one of those two. I'm going to pull the Australia lamb back and put it in here.
Okay.
Holly and I stopped twice. She had it twice. I took a bite each time. Really good. Yeah, look, I did say the poutine. Yeah, I mean, look, Ireland, there it was. Ireland seafood stew was on my honorable mentions.
There you go.
So we're on the same path on all this. Like, these are standouts. These are good enough for us to say, guys, this is you must try this.
Yeah, so my honorable mentions is the Mongolian beef bao bun over in China. I really enjoyed that. The bao was really soft and pillowy. I thought the Mongolian beef had a really nice flavor to it. And it had a nice sauteed onion that it didn't overpower it. Just a really good bite, solid bite. The apple tart in Canada, we got that little cake. It was warmed up. I really liked it. I know that you guys felt that the apple was a little more tart than you wanted it to be. I like tart Granny Smith apples. So to me, that's a good flavor profile. I share in your sentiments on the braised beef poutine. This could arguably slip into my top five. That's how good it was, but I knew you were going to put it in your five. So I gave it my honorable mention.
It's heavy. Let's talk how heavy that sits,
it is.
Though. Like, you don't want to have that and then have to walk around the whole world showcase. We got it at the end, luckily, and it wiped me out.
You know what that does? The poutine, let's be honest, man, that's there for cleanup duty. If your stomach is upset,
oh yeah,
if you've got a lot of alcohol rumbling in your stomach, you know what your stomach wants? It wants braised beef, gravy, fries, cheese curds. That thing's on cleanup duty. That's what that is. That's sopping up alcohol. That's what it is. It's a brick to sit in your stomach.
It's so heavy.
It's very heavy. Listen, man, you hit the nail right on the head. The chocolate pudding cake in Ireland. Ireland and Brazil are probably my top two. I love them so much.
Yeah, I would go Ireland brewing.
Hey, so yeah. Speaking of drinking, what should people drink, Greg?
Alcohol.
yeah, but what are the top?
oh, from Epcot.
Yeah, man.
International Food and Wine, presented by Corksicle 2022.
Yeah. Here's your drinking list.
Go ahead. Because I do want to preface this by saying that my number so go through them, but I want to stop on one of them and talk about something.
Okay, so just to let you know, Greg and I share the same three. We only provided three because we're trying to be sensible. We don't want to give you a list of 10 things to drink and then you get fishnicked. You fall into the algae-filled water and you yell at us because you're like, those guys told me to try all 10 of these. I got drunk and now I'm suing them. So
why am I talking to a Figment oven mitt?
Here's our top three. Number one is the Key Lime Mimosa over at Something Sips.
Shimmering Sips.
Shimmering Sips.
And I will talk about Shimmering Sips because this is where I wanted to.
And
so
go.
We had the Key Lime Mimosa and it was delectable. Wonderful. It tasted great. Here's the trick though. We had it in the new Corksicle Fluteless Goblet.
The show is now sponsored by Corksicle. Just kidding.
Just presented by Corksicle. Not a sponsor. That Corksicle goblet, fluteless goblet, holds a lot of liquid. It kept our drinks cold.
Keeps it cold.
Really cold.
Ice cold.
We sat there in the heat for a while, and it was hot. And those drinks were cold for about 10 to 15 minutes. So we were able to sip and enjoy the Key Lime Mimosa. And yep. It was really nice to just sit there and enjoy that. But the problem I had was at the end, I figured it was only filled so much because you can't see the bottom. And when I went to tip it into my mouth, I overfilled my mouth and ended up with Key Lime Mimosa all over my body.
You Key Limed yourself.
I bathed in it. I Key Limed myself. But If you're going to go for the Key Lime Mimosa.
Did you bathe in the waters of Minnetonka?
Trust me, spend the extra, if you have it. I'm not saying to waste your money, but this will come in handy for a long time. It's $21, and then you have to pay for the drink on top of that. So it does end up being a $30 purchase for a flutless goblet. Goblet, yes.
Worth it.
And a drink. And I think that's totally worth it. Again, that can be very expensive for one drink, but you can reuse that flutless goblet.
I've been drinking. I have been drinking out of that goblet all day today and last night. So, and it keeps everything like freezing cold without ice. And I love it.
Yep. Love it.
All right. So number two is really not going to be a surprise. It's going to be like, well, duh, the country that you're talking about is known for this. And it's the Belgian beer flight. I had the, we kind of divided and conquered with the Belgian beer flight. I had the red fruity Belgian beer. Holy cow, man. That was so amazing.
Did we ever figure out what the flavor was?
I don't know. Delicious was the flavor.
Yeah, I thought so too. I had the lager, but I had two of them. I downed one really, really quick and had to get another one because it tasted so good. It was smooth. It was right. Everything about that was just right. I had a great time. And then we were sitting at next to the Brazil booth eating and having drinks from Belgium. So the combo worked really well.
Yeah, we kind of cross-mogenated. We had the Belgian beer. Well, your daughter really enjoyed the Belgian waffle that she had.
Well, that's why we stopped there originally. And then I was like, oh, they have a flight of beer. I could use one by now.
Why not? Why don't I have this?
I'm a grown man. I can do what I want, except by goats.
Except by goats. You got vetoed with your decision to buy.
Mark, you were just sitting there like, do I get involved in this conversation?
No, I saw my way out of that. I'm like, this is a marital discussion right now. And I'm just going to like, I slinked away like Homer Simpson into the hedge. Into the hedgerow.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah, that flight.
It's called the Delirium Red Fruit Ale. That's
yes,
what it was.
Right. It said red fruit. I'm allergic to strawberries and berries, and I had to like, if it doesn't tell you what the thing is in it, I have to be careful.
You said to so me, I didn't here, Mark, it. Take this, drink it. And yes. I said, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes.
But really good. So that was the Saint Bernardus Whip Beer, Belgian Abbey Ale, and then the Delirium Red Fruit Ale.
It was the ale that was
bonkers
amazing.
Good. Bonkers good.
Yeah. So they don't come in giant. You're getting what, 12 ounces, maybe a little less. You're probably getting 8 ounces.
I think it's a six.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what's the other one? 8 or 12?
12. Yeah. It's okay. Either, I think it's either, no, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to be honest.
They definitely have two prices.
I don't know. I'm
going to
be honest. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, folks. We're going to pause up. I'm guessing. Never mind. It was just drink it. It's wet.
Just drink it. Hey, on a hot summer day, it's amazing.
This is water. It's wet, isn't it? Drink it.
Yep.
There you go. 80s movie reference. What movie is that from?
You got me.
It's Goonies. Remember? He's got the brown liquid. This is water. It's wet, isn't it? Drink it, Mama Fratelli. As I've got my Top Gun t-shirt on too, I am an 80s billboard, man. I love it.
You all truly right. Are. You and my wife are great at doing the movie and the other quotes. I'm just like off in the side. Going,
I know. That's why we get along famously. Yep. I love it. All right. So look, I don't know if our third one is allowed, but you and I, we're allowing it. We hung out with Mike and Will, our two friends. Mike the Bee was hanging out with us and his hilariously funny partner. Dude, we enjoyed a Magners Pear Cider over in England. And I know that it's not a festival drink, but look, if you're in the World Showcase, I don't know if this is allowed, but you have to have a Pear Cider, a Magners Pear Cider from England. It's like a must do. If you've never had the Pear Cider, it is a palate cleanser. It's so refreshing. It's so good. I love how crisp it is. I will say that I will pick this infinitely over the ciders that we got over in the Appleseed Orchard. They were way too dry for me, or crisp. They were way too crisp for my liking. I did not enjoy the ciders that we got in Canada. So I'm glad that this pear cider renewed my faith in why I like ciders as a rule. And that's my number three. And that's your number three. So Key Lime Mimosa, Belgian beer flight, pear cider from England. Greg, the low lights for you? Any food items that were the hard pass?
Okay. So I'm going to unfortunately throw one or two things under the bus real quick. Shimmering's good as their sips are. Their food,
I disagree with
guava,
you.
I like passion fruit. Oh, we're about to disagree on a few things here. Because I have a few things. The guava passion fruit mousse thing of death. This thing
that is not the name of it, dude.
It is. It actually says of death. I'm looking at it right now. It's the guava passion fruit mousse thing of death.
Oh, God.
Because texture. I couldn't get past the texture of it. It felt baby foodish.
It's gelatinous.
It was mousse. Gelatinous. All right. Yeah. It was not. It was no. There was nothing moussey about it. It was baby food on a cracker. It was a baby food on a cracker. Just not my thing. Other thing I was not impressed with. Two things. One, the wild mushroom filet. The filet itself was decent, but the wild mushroom. Bleh, that was around it. That's my professional word for the day. It was very gacky. I mean, it just, it shouldn't exist is what I'm saying. It was wrong on these many levels.
These are all amazing culinary terms.
Thank you. Mark, how was that drink? It got me drunk.
It was gacky.
It's gacky. Man, you look at it and you'll just go, oh, that looks gacky. Yeah. And then I'm going to throw this under the bus. And that's the apple pie slushy was the epitome of not tasting like apples to the point where you had to ask the gentleman, is there an apple in my apple slushy? It was flavorless. Look. Appleseed Orchard and is my favorite booth. In the fall, come October, when it does start maybe one day to get a little bit below 60, or November, that's probably going to turn into my favorite booth. I love those flavors. I love the apple crisp.
In autumn. Autumn.
I like them. In September, October in Pennsylvania, it reminds me of home. But right now, it just reminds me of I don't want to be in here. It's too much.
Fair, very fair, dude. I do, however, disagree on two of those. I did like the passion fruit guava mousse.
No, you did not.
I did.
No one liked that.
I ate 3/4 of it. You struggled through like a very small slither of it. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I take more of this? You were like, no, please.
Nope.
I'm trying to choke this down. You didn't like it.
It's texture, man. There's a few things. When I eat food and when I go through it, smell is a major point to me. Texture, mouthfeel. Yep. I don't think mouthfeel gets talked about enough when eating food. And that one just, I am glad somebody liked it because somebody obviously
I did
made this and spent time tasting it.
It's me.
And
I'm
saw
somebody.
That they were right.
I'm somebody. I didn't feel like it was gacky. I liked it very much so.
Is that a professional term?
It is. And we're going to use it from now on. All right. So I do have
on a
three
scale of 1 to 10 gacks.
I do have three misses. it's a one gack. I do have three misses. I had a chance to get this. Greg, my advice would be avoid this at all costs. The smoked corned beef at Flavors of Fire. I liked corned beef, but this thing was salt. I mean, you think your fries were salty over at the Fry Basket? Corned beef is salty. It's what it is.
To begin with, yeah.
They served it on potato chips, kettle cooked potato chips that were doused in salt with a gravy that was also salty. Just take Morton's salt and pour it in your mouth because to me, it was way too salty. Now, for people who love salt and like crave it and you want to have something that's the salt isn't a 10, it's like turned to 12, get it. Trust me, you'll feel like you're very fulfilled.
You've come out ahead.
Yeah, I personally did not like the smoked corned beef over at Flavors of Fire. I will not buy this. I give it like a 2 out of 10. Hated it. The paneer, I didn't think was horrible, but if you're going to spend money, The only way I would get it is if you have to do a meals fromage montage and you have to get it. The paneer,
meals fromage a montage.
The paneer itself was really crispy, somewhat bland without the mango ketchup. So any food item that has to rely on the condiment in order to flavor it up or really make it palatable or enjoyable, it's just, that's kind of like a, it's right out in my book. It wasn't horrible, but would I spend my money and buy the paneer again? No, I really wouldn't. And then last, and certainly not least, dude, I did not, no, I actually have two more. I'm sorry. The grilled sweet and the grilled sweet and spicy bushberry shrimp. I don't think it was bad. They left it under the heat lamp too long, so I won't get it again because I don't think a lot
Australia?
Of
Australia.
Yeah, people weren't getting it. And for that reason, it was sitting in the window longer than it ever humanly should have. And the shrimp was very rubbery. It was hard. It was overcooked. The flavor of the shrimp would have been good, but the fact that people weren't ordering it like they were going to get the lamb, it made it so that the shrimp really was sitting in the window way too long and I didn't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's one item, and I'm just going to tell you, like, please take my word for it. Do not get the beer braised beef over in Belgium.
Oh, no. You know where we were talking about visuals?
Yeah, you remember the visuals we're talking about and what food looks like? To me, it looks like baby diarrhea. It really looks like baby...
We just put that on Front Street, didn't we?
I'm just going to put it right out there. It looks like baby diarrhea, and... like a very gelatinous mass of it. It's not a very appealing presentation of food. And there's not a lot of beef in it. So the beef is very suggestive.
It's what the guava mousse turns into.
Yeah. And it was not good. And then mind you, the presentation of it is not great. It's served over a heap of mashed potatoes, which the potatoes on their own are really good. But the braised beef is just really, again, very salty. And between the salt and just the presentation of it and the texture of it, it's just very gelatinous, not good. Belgium, we love your waffles, but you can keep that braised beef. We're going to have the waffles and we're going to have your beer and you can keep your baby diarrhea.
You are definitely selling this. Thank you.
Yeah.
No. Can I make an honorable mention? Not really a food item, but sure. Just an item in general.
All right.
So we got a few Remy Sporks.
Yeah.
I want to mention the Remy Spork is great for decoration and great for home. It is the worst utensil I've ever tried to use in my life. I tried to eat our Brussels sprouts with a Remy Spork, failed miserably. Listen, people, get the Remy Spork because it's cute. Do not buy the Remy Spork thinking that you're going to have a utensil.
Yeah. Eat your Rice Krispies with it because that's about all that you can eat with the spork. Yeah,
it's a cereal spork.
So... well, Greg, that's the food, but there's a lot more to do at the festival. Let the people know that they can also eat to the beat over there in the American Pavilion on the stage, on the main stage. There's a ton of first-class acts that are coming to the American Pavilion. What can they see? And let the people know what dates they can put in their calendar to get to Florida to see their favorite musical acts.
Mark, I have one question.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
I know, the Baja Men. They've already opened. I'm sorry, folks. You missed the Baja Men already. They opened.
And them playing Who Let the Dogs Out 3 times each set. 4, 6, 9, 12, 15 times.
Is that confirmed?
No. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy was there when we were there. Unfortunately, it decided to lightning and thunder. And so they canceled the R showing of Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. So we could not go daddy go. Tonic is playing this week on the 23rd, 22nd, and 23rd.
If you could only see the way.
If I could only skip them live. Jeremy Camp will be there July 24th and 25th. Taylor Dane, talk about going back to the 80s, July 29th and 30th. Tiffany, July 31st and August 1st. She will not be alone. We will be there with her. Joey Fatone and friends, while Justin Timberlake is filling arenas, Joey Fatone and friends are hanging out at Epcot. The Devin Allman Project, which is the son of, I think, Greg Allman. I got to double check that, but it's like an Allman Brothers project.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yes, yes, please.
Since you've said Joey Fatone and friends, I've zoned out and I have this swimming around in my head. Who are the friends? Do you think it's Aaron Carter? Do you think it's going to be a Backstreet Boy NSYNC mashup? Because you know on social media, they've all been like rehearsing together.
Yeah. You know what, Mark? For conversation's sake, because I have no clue who Joey Fatone actually is, or those two others, other than they were huge boy bands in the 90s.
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys?
Yes, I know Bye 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 Birdie.
All right, keep going. I'm really sorry to have interrupted.
We can go sailing with Christopher Cross on August 14th and 15th.
Some yacht rock.
We can kill all of ourselves by listening to Journey's former lead singer, Steve Allure. Why do you have me to read these things?
I don't know.
Then the Australian duo Air Supply is coming into town. Blanco Brown. Speaking of Joey Fatone and friends, 98 Degrees. See, I did know that, didn't I? Did I do that right? Was that
you did? Call? That's a boy band. Yeah, that's a boy band. Nice
Southern
show.
Southern Avenue, which I do not know. Chris Allen and David Cook, followed by probably one of my favorite bands to pronounce. That would be Hoobastank. Then country artist Jimmy Allen is coming. Los Amigos Invisibles, American author B.B. Mac, I think, is going to be huge on September 23rd and 24th. The 25th and 26th is Postmodern Jukebox, followed by Stokely. And then Sheila E. will be coming into town. Mark Willis, 38 Special. The band I'm looking forward to the most is Robert Randolph Family Band, playing October 14th and 15th. I will be there for every show on that one. The Newsboys, followed by Ray Parker Jr. And his one song.
I ain't afraid to know ghosts.
He's just going to do that for 45 minutes with a long jam. It's like the Grateful Dead of Ghostbusters.
And you know what he'll say when he ends his set? There is What's no that? Dana, only Zool.
Followed by, Mark, You Can Get Out of My Head and Into My Car with Billy Ocean. We can go bopping around with Hanson. Boys to Men, followed by Kenny G and your male... personality that you happen to love so much that you modeled your hair after him, Sugar Ray will be coming into town.
Someday, when my life has passed me by. A lot of yacht rock in that lineup. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, consult the calendar, head over to Disney's website so that you can eat to the beat. Greg, your final thoughts on the Food and Wine Festival 2022, which goes till 2023?
So I'll wrap it up this way. I am lucky, again, that I live down here and I can enjoy this festival anytime I want. I can go over there and grab one thing and go home after riding Guardians, which I will do. I will go over there and try a few more things. I will enjoy my time during the festival. I will go see a few of the bands at Eat to the Beat and have a great time. Would this draw me in to come to Epcot just for this? No, I don't know. It's such a long festival that I would have my vacation plans and I would spend a good day doing Epcot Festival, the Food and Wine Festival. I love food. I'm not a wine drinker at all. I could care less about wine and drinking around the world or any of that other stuff. Food speaks to me. I enjoyed a lot of the food that's there. We're really lucky to live down here, be able to go over. Hey, it's 6 o'clock. Let's go over, catch the last show and grab a drink somewhere or go eat at some Brussels sprouts. With the caveat of I must ride Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's what the draw is for me. I can say that this year, I had an amazing weekend because you were down here and I got to hang out with my friend and just be a goofball. And we got some work done and we hung out, and doing that at my happy place, the most magical place on earth here, Disney World, meant the world to me. So Mark, it was more about being with my friend than it was about Epcot Food and Wine.
Yeah. I mean, an honorable mention, obviously us hanging out was the highlight.
Let's not forget everybody else.
Yeah, too. Food and Friends was the perfect mixture. And I was just going to say, hanging out with you was great, but I had a chance to see Iris. I had a chance to see Jared Welch. Shout out to them. We hooked up with Brian Lee for a while. We hung out with Mike and Will. We hung out with Mike, Mousepiration Mike, and his fiance Chrissy. Man, who else? We hung out with so many people.
Justin.
We hung out with Justin Grant and his family.
Can I just say, Will has turned into one of my favorite people in this world. The
funniest, funniest dude.
Love having a conversation with Will Means.
Freaking hilarious, man. He is the funniest guy, and he's the center of attention. And I love hanging out with him because I could just sit there and drink and watch him pontificate on anything. I don't even
anything.
On doesn't anything.
Doesn't matter what it is. Yeah.
He can talk about the calendar and I don't even care. And he would tell me like,
you know what? I've learned a lot though about the Navy.
Yeah. He'll sit there and tell you the history of the Julian Carroll calendar. And you know what? I'm here for it, Will. I'm here for it.
Please keep going. And I love watching Mike next to Will, and you can just see Mike's eyes roll once in a while, like, oh, here he goes with this story again. But he's there for it too, so you can see
and
that.
A shout out to those guys, especially too, because they made you a beautiful garbage can tabletop tablecloth, and the same for me. They made one for Pinch of Pixie Dust Travel. They made you one for the Disney Fanatics.
Yeah, thank you, Mike the Bee. Yeah. And Will, you guys made me feel special. I wish people could understand when I say thank you, and I truly appreciate something. I truly do really appreciate that stuff, Mark. So it was really nice. Shout out to a bunch of people that we met, new friends. You got to meet Super Enthused Jackie and a few other.
Yeah.
You got to meet Mouse Steps. And you got to meet Sam and a bunch of other new friends. So we made a lot of new friends,
dude,
and had a good time.
The nice thing about Food and Wine, here's what I love about that festival most. Because it centers around food, the crown jewel of it is the discussion and breaking bread with people. It's a very social festival. Like Festival of the Arts are about the interactives and the manipulatives. It's about running around and doing different things and see. This festival centers around going and visiting each booth individually, stopping, enjoying your time, eating the food at a slower pace, because you know you don't have to rush, because that's essentially what this festival is all about. So to that end, I do appreciate and love the food and friendship that we got from this. But again, man, I can say this a billion times over. I'm so appreciative to you and to Holly. Thank you for opening your house to me. This was so much fun. I will see, dude, I can't wait to see it in 3 weeks. We're coming down for our family's vacation in 3 weeks. I can't wait to do it all again. Figment misses you, dude. He needs to see
one
you.
One little spark, Figment.
One little spark, Greg.
By the way, when you come down next time, we will be borrowing your pool. Whatever pool you are at, we are going to the pool with you.
Well, Greg, we're going to be at Port Orleans French Quarter, and then we're going to Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani.
Figment, have you ever had a beignet?
I have not, Greg, but you know what? There's a first time for everything.
By the way, Figment, do not ever get a boozy beignet. They're gross. I just have to say, my friend.
One little spark, Greg.
One little spark.
Thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out with me, Greg, and Figment for a little while. Don't forget, if you like what you heard, make sure you're smashing that subscribe button. Head over to socials. Give us some ideas for any future shows. Next week, we're going to be talking about a little bit more of the trip report and some of the upcoming stuff and the things that are going on in Disney. It has been fun living our best Disney lives with all of you. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, we hope the rest of the week is filled with faith, trust, and pixie dust.
And spay and neuter your rabbits.
I knew it. I knew it was happening. Bye, everybody. This Diz Life podcast is brought to you by the Happiness is Addictive Collection. Happiness is Addictive is passionate about spreading laughter and creating smiles worldwide. They love bringing their global community together through optimism, cheer, hopefulness, merriment, and celebrating life's magical moments. They know how important it is to celebrate life's adventures, and their apparel will give you everlasting, one-of-a-kind memories through pixie-dusted family photos, compliments from park guests, and magical moments with cast members. They pride themselves on high quality, custom-made apparel at competitive prices with world-class service. Let them help you create a lifetime of memories, whether you're Disney bounding, kicking it poolside, participating in Run Disney marathons, having costumed adventures, or just living your best Disney life. You can find their Happiness is Addictive shop on Etsy. You can also find them on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Pinterest. They are proud to be featured in Indy Central Florida, the Thoughtful Gift Club, and now here on Diz Life Podcast. Their collection was founded by a 15-year former cast member who knows how to enhance your magical moments for a lifetime of memories with your family. Don't forget to use promo code DizLife15 to take an extra 15% off. What are you waiting for? Head over to Etsy and start getting happy today. Follow the link in our show notes and you'll find out for yourself that happiness is addictive.